Our Smith Locker Room Chat here begins on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This locker room chat is provided by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Here with Lady Blue Jays head coach Rachel Wartenberger. Only two more games left here of the season. One that'll count towards sub-state brackets coming out on Saturday, but the game here on Friday taking on the Houlton Wildcats, and of course the season ending next Monday for you at home against Nemaha Central in the regular season. But let's talk about your last two games here first, Coach. Prairie LeCompton, Hiawatha, two losses, but what can you tell me about these two games?
Yeah, honestly, Prairie LeCompton was tough. I thought we competed well in the first half, but then they just got pretty physical with us, and then I didn't think we were our team. Last night we responded really well. I thought we played about as honestly, as good as we can play. Was proud of their effort, proud of their physicality, and just proud of the way they continue to show up, even though they're not winning on the scoreboard.
Upcoming, you finish out the season here with Houlton on Friday, next Monday against Nemaha Central. What are some keys here to finishing strong in these last two games, especially with this game against Houlton that'll go into the sub-state seeding?
Yeah, you know, Houlton was a close game for us last time, so we've been telling the girls, you know, every day in practice, every game we have, we are trying to improve for the games that we're in it at the end, and so Friday night, we're expecting to be in it. We're hoping to do things well, rebound, take care of the ball, shoot well, and so we hope that we come out on top on Friday. Monday will be tough. Nemaha Central and Smith have a good rivalry. Again, we're just going to show up and do our best. It's going to be a special night for the seniors. We're super proud of them, and I appreciate all they've done for our program, and so just going to try and recognize them and make them feel special for what they've done for us.
Yeah, you just mentioned senior night. I mean, what improvements have you seen from this senior class here from the start to this point in the season?
Yeah, you know, we've had two seniors that have really stepped up as leaders this year, Kira Keim and Chloe Detweiler. They've played a lot in the program over the years. You know, and behind the scenes, you always tell your players that not everyone gets the main star role, and our four other seniors have done a really good job of buying into that. They're always working hard, having great attitudes, encouraging the others. And so, honestly, it has been an honor and a privilege to coach these seniors, especially in my first year. And I couldn't thank them enough for what they've done.
Yeah, just mentioned Keim. She had four threes against Hiawatha. I mean, what kind of confidence are you expecting for her as the season comes to an end and going into the postseason as well?
Yeah, you know, she's just a steady player for us. When she's on, she shoots the ball really well, and so we're just going to encourage her to finish strong like that. We need Paxton Michael to be able to hit some shots as well. But yeah, we just want to finish strong. Like we've told them, hey, it's not easy. Keep working hard, building the foundation for what we're trying to do here in Sabetha.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Rachel Wartenberger with the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays to finish out the season. It's Friday against Houlton, next Monday against Nemaha Central, both home games for the Blue Jays. This Locker Room Chat is empowered by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service.